Today we're going to do Parches and Hilchos Erech and Charamim. It's a short parak, but I think it's better to finish this up, and then we'll start Zrayim tomorrow. So this is going to bring Sefer Hafla to an end. So the Rambam has a few things, leftover things to take care of in this parak. One is he's going to get a lot into, practically speaking, how evaluations are done, including payments of Chomesh. And then at the end, he's going to explain today if Erechin and Charamim are still practiced. Okay. Halach Aleph, he says, V'chamishar sar ba'adar, beizdin, niftin, l'chapes, v'livdok, al tzarchei tzibor, v'al yinyanei hekdesh. So on the 15th of Adar, every year, beizdin spreads out. What do? They focus on the needs of the people, and specifically about hekdesh. Okay, so they turn their attention on the 15th of Adar to really basically, almost like tax time, to really go through the entire process of who is makdish what. Ubotkin alayim, v'dorshin, v'chokrim, upodin esekdeshos, v'charamim. So what do? They check, they research, they redeem that which is makdish, and the charamim, and the govin es erechin, that's a dumim, and they collect all the erechin and the monies that were a pledge to the base of mikdash, mikolachai behen, for anyone who's obligated to do, kadeshiyeh, kolam asablitein trumos ashkalim, v'chazek es base elohenu. What's the goal here? The goal isn't just somebody for bookkeeping, but by going ahead and making sure all the monies are gathered, they're preparing Bnei Yisrael to make sure that they give the shkalim as they're chayav to do. So after everyone pays up all the hekdeshos and charamim and things that they owe to the Beis HaMikdash, they'll then be free to go ahead and bring the machazi to shekel, which comes up obviously by the beginning of Nisan. Halacha Beis. So we've seen this before. If something was set aside for the base of Mikdash, it cannot be redeemed, right, until it's evaluated for its worth by three experts in the field. So not only does this apply to, let's say, land, but even removable property that's, let's say, used as collateral, okay, those people who went ahead and are chayv and erechin, you need, any, even for that kind of case, three people must evaluate it. So too, when it comes to an animal, if you designate an animal as an erech, so it has to be evaluated by three people. But let's say a person set aside land for the base of Mikdash, or let's say someone went ahead and said that he's defining an erech based on his karka, meaning his own erech based on the karka. So then you need 10. So make it simple, when it comes to land-based erechin, 10 people must evaluate its worth. And one of the 10 must be a kohen. So a kohen cost of a parsha, because it says in the parsha of erechin, a kohen must be involved. If someone says, demay alai, or demay ploni alai, or demay yadi or rugli alai, right? So let's say someone, for instance, says, I'm pledging my value, or I'm pledging the value of my hand, for example. Kisha shaman osa kama hu shaba kama demay yado ruglo, shaman ba'asar of echem and kohen. In this case also, what happens is, the evaluation is done of, let's say, the value of me with a hand versus without a hand, and that's how you find out how much the hand is worth. That evaluation is also done by 10 people, one of them being a kohen. Halacha Gimel. Kishapodin hekdeshos miyada hekdesh. Okay, now when that which is makdish is redeemed, bein shayu karkaros matatlin, whether it's land or movable objects, machrizin alim ne kolaban lifto. So a big announcement's made to the line of people who come to the base of Mikdash to go ahead and redeem these objects. Amar Echad, Harehen Shalib Esheslon. So let's say one guy is almost like an auction. Let's say one guy says, it's mine. I want to redeem this for 10 slon. Amar Echad Be'esrim. And another guy comes along and says, I'm redeeming it for 20. Echad Amar Be'esrim. Another guy says, I want it for 30. Amar Echad Be'arbaim. And one guy says 40. Amar Echad Be'chamishim. And one guy says 50. Okay. Chazubo Shal Chamishim Levado. Now, let's say the guy who said 50, let's say he retracts his bid, okay? The mashkim in a chas of eser. Well, it's too late. We take at least 10 from his, from his bank account, basically. The nosen osen hekdesh lezesh nosen arbaim. And the hekdesh to be redeemed goes to the guy who bid 40. So again, let's say a guy bid 40 and the guy bid 50. But the guy who bid 50 retracts his bid. So then what happens is he owes the base of mikdash 10, right? And then, basically, the house always wins. And then the guy who pledged 40, he's the one who ends up taking home the prize. Okay. The Nimsa Hekdesh Notal Chamishim Eser Mizeh V'Rai Mizeh. And the base of Mikdash, therefore, takes 50 total. 40 from one guy, 10 from the other guy. Let's say the guy who pledged 40 retracts. Then we would take 10 from him. And we move down. We'll go to the 30 guy. All the way to the first. Now, let's say the guy who bid 10 retracts his bid. Then we have a new auction of the hekdesh. Right? Okay, and then it's sold. But if it's redeemed for less than 10, which was the minimum amount in the first round, Nifron Michel Baal Eser Esamosar. Then we collect the difference from the guy who pledged the original 10. Okay, Lachadam. The Mendvar Amorim, Keshet Chazu Zeachar Zes. So this only applies if the retractions are consecutive, meaning the fifth guy retracted, and let's say then the 40 guy and the 30 guy. Aval Chazu Kulan Keechad, right? But let's say all of them retract at the same time. Mishal Shem B'nei Mishavet. Then if they have a simultaneous, so to speak, retraction of their bids, then we actually split it among them. So what does that mean? Ketzah. Amar Rishon. So the first guy says, Arehu Shaliv Eser. First guy says it's mine for 10. Amar Sheni Esrim. The second guy says 20. Amar Shlishi Barba the Esrim. And the third guy says for 24. The Chazubo Shlishi. And he retracts. Vashini Ke'echad. Okay. And then we say that the Chazubo Shlishi Vashini Ke'echad. Okay. And let's say the third and second retract at the same time. So now you have the 20 guy and the 24 guy retract. No sir, no son, the Rishon Eser. The first guy gets it for 10. Mamashka Meneske Hasheni B'Sheva. We take 7 from the second guy. Meneske Shlishi B'Sheva. That's 7, which is 14. Benimsa Hektesh Gova Arba Esrim. So now the base of Mikdash will take 24, which was the highest bid, 7 from the third guy, 7 from the second guy, because they retracted simultaneously, and 10 from the first guy. Lechenim Chazu Shloshim Kachas. Let's say all three retract at the same time. The Nimgar Hektesh B'Shalosh. And now, let's say the Hektesh is sold for, to the third. The Mashkam Nisikol Echa Mishloshtan Sheva Sloim. Then 7 is taken from each one. The Chen Al Derech Zu La'ola. Okay. Halacha Hey. Oops. Second. Okay. Habai and Halacha Hey. Abaylam Komech Adam Neshehem Osi V'chomish. Now, in terms of who gets first dibs, in general, the person who gets first dibs when it comes to redeeming that which is hektish are the owners. Okay, why? Because Neshehem Osif and Chomish, because they're going to be adding a fifth. Remember, the Bailim always pay a fifth on top of the evaluation. Osif and Chomish al Elyon shall sharapodim al Masha Nesuhim Tchila. So this is an important principle. Okay, they do not have to add a fifth right above the highest bidder. Okay, rather it's only a fifth on what the initial pledge was. You'll see what this means in a second. Ketzah. Amru Bailim, let's say the owners say, I raise a shalon of Esrim. They say, you know what? We will redeem this for 20. Uba'acher, someone else comes along, and he says, I'll redeem it for 20. So in a tie, okay, a tie between the owners and the new guy, the owners win because they're going to end up actually paying 25. 20 for the Karen, and then a fifth on top of that. Ba'echad, all right, let's say someone else comes along, Ba'amar, he says, okay, so the Bailim said 20, and this guy comes along and says 21. Im shasko Bailim, but the Bailim, the owners don't say anything. Below sifu klum, and they don't add anything. Mochren osa lahem b'chamesh v'esrim. It still gets sold to them for 25. Why? Because that's still going to be more than the 21. Then mosifu Bailim al esrim achas. Okay, but let's say the owners increase right on the bid of 21. Afilu puto achas. Even if they give a penny more than the 21. Because they increased the bid to 21, right, and a pruta, let's say, right, so let's say 21.1, now they're going to give a total of 21.1 plus 5, because of the chomesh, that's 26.1. Achas v'esrim pruta, shenasum atzman, so 21.1 that they gave on their own, the chamesh in chaymabo, and the fifth that they're chayven because of the chomesh, mishum chomesh amatan shenasu tchila. V'cheini ba sheni, if a second comes along and says, he says, no, this is mine for 22. And the third guy says for 23. The fourth guy says 24. And the fifth guy says for 25. And then the Bailam come along, the owners, and he add to the 25, let's say a penny, after the pruta achas. Now the owners must pay 30.1. So the 25.1 that they pledged as owners. And then the chamesh mechomesh and chayvim bo. And then the fifth, the chomesh and chayvim. Lefish ain't a bala musiv chomesh al iluyav shalze and the chomesh mash and nasu tchila. They always give five or fifth, more, not on the highest amount pledge, whatever their pledge is. Mashnasu tchila, what they gave in the beginning, Mosifa Mashnasan Achron Imbatsu. They add they add a fifth from the original amount to the last amount. So the fifth remains constant. Allacha va. But that's Ramuram, Shalosh Shamu Hekdesh Shalosh Mumchen. This only applies, all that he says in Lacha Hay applies only if the Hekdesh was not evaluated by experts. Avim Shamu Oso Shalosh Mumchen, but let's say three experts evaluated, meaning they know how much this is worth. It doesn't matter who's bidding what, we know what it's worth. Ramushu Shaveh, and they say, this is what it is, okay? Mashinas and Achron, its value is what the last guy bid. Yosifa Bayim al Iluyav, and then the owners increase on that value. Afilu Puto Achas, even a penny. Harei Mosiv and Chomesh al Iluyav. Then they'd have to give on the higher amount. Shall Achron, and those in Achas who Shloshim and Dinar Puto, and they'd have to end up giving 31. In this case, $31, let's say, and a dinar and a Puto. Okay, so the whole point is that they'd have to pay the higher amount. Alach Hazayim. Harei Shalo Nisha Mehekdesh. Okay. Let's say the Hekdesh was not evaluated. We don't know its value. The Nasnu Habailan Tchila Esrim. And the Bailan, the owners originally say 20. Uba'achar Nasan Chamesh Esrim. And the second that comes along and bids for 25, the Shasko Bailan, and the owners don't say anything. Below Sifu Klum. Habailan Komen. Again, in this case, the Bailan will come first. Sha'af Hein Chayavim Litin Chamesh Esrim Ne'a Chomesh. Because they have to give 25 because of the Chomesh. 20 plus 5. Ba'achar Venasan Shesh Esrim. Who called them? But if a second guy comes along and offers 26, he would come first because he's giving more than the bailan. If the owners decide they want to add even a penny, then he's going to end up having to give 31. It'll be 26 plus the 5. And basically, this is how it works forever. Okay. Now switching over to today. We do not make things holy for the Beis HaMikdash. We do not do erechin. We do not pledge offerings to the base of mikdash or kohanim today. Today, jenisham mikdash bechataenu kedei lechazek es bitka. So, because of our sins, okay, there's no base of mikdash to improve. The mikdash oherech ohechrin. But if a guy did that, let's say a guy pledged an offering or was makdish an animal. Imai sabahima. If it's an animal, noel delas befaneah achitamos me'alea. So, what do? You basically lock it in a room and let it die. The MIU peros or ksus or kalim, but let's say it's inanimate objects, fruits or clothing, etc. Manichin osanachi rakvu, you leave them out until they basically rot. MIU maos, if a guy pledged money or claim a tapos from metal objects, yashlichli amalachli amakado kail abdam, you basically lose them, throw them into the Dead Sea or whatever, and have to get rid of them. Alachates, hikdish or hefrim eben, okay, let's say a person was makdish his servant, shenichnos the mitzvos, who's decided to accept upon himself or who is chayiv in mitzvos as an eved podo, so he gets redeemed. The yechul dam of the Yam HaMelech, okay, and that money is used. It must be thrown away in the Yam HaMelech. Kishar damim be'erechon shel manazeh, like all other money that is pledged for the base of mikdash today. V'malya eved akum, but let's say the eved is a non-Jew. Lo malim lo merina. So basically, this is a halacha that applies by over the Avodah Zarah. Basically, lo malim lo merina means that if he was in a pit, you do not rescue him from the pit, but you don't throw him into a pit, meaning you don't kill him, but you don't save his life if he's in a pit. You are able today to actually redeem that which is hektish, okay? Even with a penny, and that money, obviously, you would chuck into the Dead Sea. The Chachamim Danu, however, the Chachamim said, The standard for redemption is around 4 zuz, or karvlezeh, or close to that key, the far same adover, so that people know about it. Of course, in times of the base of mikdash, times of the base of mikdash, you only redeem based on the actual value of the object. Let's say someone made a pledged dedication to the base of mikdash, metatl and stam, again, without specifying the intent, and he's using its movable property. It's given to the Kohanim in the closest area. Okay, well, let's say it's in Chashmu. You would give these items to the Kohanim of Chashmu. Avalim Hechrim Sadeh Be'Eretz Yisrael. Let's say someone designated a field in Eretz Yisrael, Stam, without a specific objective, like whether it's Bedek HaBayis or not. Oshecharim LeKohanim, or he was Machrim into the Kohanim. Ein Acherim, that wouldn't work. Shein Sadeh Charam Noah Gal B'Zman Shev Noah, because Sad Stei Achuzah and Cherim only applies when Yovel applies. Hechrim the Kohanim, Karka, the Chutzlar. Let's say a guy dedicated land outside, let's say in America, to a Kohen. Afilu bizmanazeh, even today, hariyug metaltim reitz shrovim on the kohanim. You would actually, that land would be given to the kohen. Alachid beis. Now, apa pishak teshas rochanim erechim mitzvos v'royilu la'odam lahanig atzom b'dvarim elu k'dei lakov yitzro. Okay, so even though it's a mitzvah to makdish things and to dedicate to the base of mikdash, it's appropriate that a person is involved in such areas, okay? And it helps to control your instincts. Okay? Because basically, we teach a person not to be cheap. And that's the idea of learning from the Nevi'im. But just, you know, even though it's good training for a person's spending habits to be makdish things to the base of Mikdash, and the guy never does it, it's not the end of the world. Right, and the Torah says basically that if you hold back from making a neder, which includes erech and echaramim, you haven't committed any sin whatsoever. And finally, lachir gimel leolam. We saw this before. Lo yakdish adam v'lo yachem kol nechasav. A person should never, ever, ever give away or designate all of his belongings to the base of mikdash. Daosekach, daosekain over al das akasav. A person who does this is basically violating what the Torah tells us to do. Shreyu Omer, mikola shalo, right? From that which you have, not velo kola shalo, not all that you have. And this isn't piety. You can see, obviously, the Rambam is sensitive that people definitely thought this way, almost like an ascetic approach of giving everything away to the base of Mikdash. He says, this is not piety, elishtos, it's stupidity. Shreyu ma'abe kol mono b'tzarach b'yos. Because if you give everything away, well, guess what? You're now going to rely on other people for sustenance. They have no mercy on such a person. This and other matters, Chacham said, right? Basically that, what do you call it? Someone who's misguided in his piety is basically not such a smart guy. In general, when a person wants to give out money that's involved in mitzvos, never give more than a fifth. That's why you should always be guided by mishpat. Even when it comes to kabbanos that you're chayiv in, the Torah is very careful, very sensitive to financial matters. Ramash yabi kafim misas yado. Person should bring what he can afford. Kavachomar, right? Ledvarim shalonis chayiv in. Even more so for things that you're not obligated in. Ela machmas nidro shal yindor. Ela karoylo. Shenemar ish kamat nes yado kibakash mecha shenasama. Okay, that ends Erech and Mechramim. That ends Sefer Hafla. And we will pick up Sefer Zeraim tomorrow, starting with Hilchos Kil Ayin.